Fighters, if you are a sales professional in the construction industry, I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/salespro. This will take you to our free Facebook group, Contractor Sales Pros. That's a place where you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other grow and get better as salespeople in the construction industry. So don't miss an opportunity to get better. Every single one of us has room to grow. So head to thecontractorfight.com/salespro.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I am going to continue my outdoor leadership school fail parade for you. And there's another leadership fail that is going to follow up last week's story about my buddy Bedell that almost killed himself falling off of a cliff due to some poor decisions on my part. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about an Indian woman. I don't even remember her name at this point. This is a long time ago, and maybe it was mentally blocked it out. Who the fuck knows, but here we're at. So this woman was really a fish out of water in our group. You know, the rest of us, there's mixed, it was men and women, generally outdoor people, capable in the backcountry and what have you. And this woman was from India. She was in the States for an arranged marriage. Her husband put her in this course to, I don't know what the reason was, to hard her to fuck up or something. And she was unfit. She'd never been in this environment before. She was thrown in with a motley cast of characters from a different culture. And at the time, God, in hindsight, I really feel for her because that's a rough situation to be in. At the time, I was just a tone-deaf fucking meathead and didn't really have the empathy that I needed for the situation. So anyway, fast forward to one of the days. We had the last big day before arrest day when the instructors were all going to evaluate us. Lo and behold, this woman gets thrown into my hiking group. So it's a cold, rainy day, probably like 20-some miles through some really rugged backcountry to get to our destination. And immediately, like within an hour or two in, I knew we were going to be in trouble because she was just flagging. And, you know, I get it. We're all really fucking tired. We've been going for 10 days over some really rough country. This is leading up after Bedell took his header. So we're all kind of emotionally drained as well. And as the day chewed on, what was supposed to be probably an 8 or 10 hour hike clearly was become something much longer. And yeah, my frustration started rising and I just kept pushing hard. And to the point where it's like, I would walk ahead, I would drop my pack, I'd come back to wherever she was at, grab her shit, shuttle it forward, and repeat, you know, for hours I was doing this. So I was taking its toll on me. My pack alone weighed 75 pounds. You know, doing double duty like that was starting to piss me off. As we got closer and closer to the end, you know, the sun's going down, and we had a couple choices to make. We could just drop our shit where we're at and sleep for the night, but we really weren't really in any good terrain for that. Nothing was flat. There was no water. Was just everything was soaking wet because it was pouring rain. It was just not a good option. The other was to take a longer, easier route, or lo and behold, once again, just a kind of like a ball buster climb. Nothing dangerous, but just a hard physical effort to kind of jump over a saddle and drop into where the rest of the group was waiting for us. And so that's what we did. And come wandering in the camp, completely shattered. This woman's morale is just gone at this point. Even the other people on my team were burned out and pissed at me. And the following day, I just got my ass reamed by the instructors. And the general theme of it was that I was just tone deaf. I only saw things through my own perspective, not the perspective of the other people in my group, and that I ran them like a pack of mules. So there we are. So, you know, thinking back, you know, I never internalized that beyond my physical abilities. That leadership goal, you know, that role. And it's like, you know, before I did this, I had just coming off of a collegiate swim scholarship. So I was pretty, pretty fit. And so I just kind of thought like, oh, I'm just strong and have a higher pain threshold or something than other people. And I got to be aware of that. But in hindsight, I realized really it's me being tone deaf at all levels when it came to leadership. And it's manifested itself in really one big example in my paint business. Started an interior division, got a foreman that was a great guy, great on the brush, super reliable, everything you want. And as that, the paint interior division kept growing and we kind of moved through some personnel changes, this guy just kept rising to the top. He was always the superstar. The guy could always count on to make sure shit went right. And what ultimately happened was, because I wasn't really keen in on where he wanted to go, what he wanted his life to look like, I promoted him beyond his skill set. And that looks like me just giving him too much customer forward responsibility. He had some just self-confidence issues and some other things that I didn't quite understand as well as I should have probably. And I ultimately put him in roles that made him feel really uncomfortable, a little bit too much responsibility. And instead of coming to me and telling me this, just kind of the nature of this guy, it wound up just one day, I show up to a job, we're shooting the shit, and he just drops the bomb. He's like, this is my last day. I found another company to work for. And then we kind of unpacked it in hindsight, but the damage had been done, and I lost a complete gem of an employee at that point. So, you know, and that kind of falls into a little sub Friday fail lesson, leadership fail that I think a lot of us suffer from. I see it a lot in the coaching groups that we deal with. And that's owners expecting our employees to have the exact same passion for the business that we do. You know, as owners, there's never, you know, it's never too much, right? It's never too long of a day. It's never hustling or grinding or whatever fucking buzzword you want to use to make sure the dream stays alive. But for employees, that's an unrealistic expectation. You know, a lot of good people, and it's not even a negative statement when you frame it like this. Like, it is just a job. They have a skill. They're trading their time for money so they can live their life, and they don't want the responsibility. That's why only certain people are cut out to be business owners, entrepreneurs. But I think that's something that we all forget almost on a really consistent basis until we learn the lesson from it. So as you are working on your leadership skills, the one trick that has really helped me is getting to know my employees, really spending some time. And this starts during the hiring process, and it's an ongoing thing that happens at team meetings or individual meetings throughout their time with you, is make sure you've got a real understanding of what their hopes and dreams are. You know, it goes beyond just letting them know what the work schedule is and that they've got a job next week and the week beyond that. It's like, understand what they want. Is it a house? Is it a new truck? Is it to send their kid to private school? Whatever that is, understand their dreams and then work with them in a way that lets them know you understand it and that you're going to do everything you can with their help and their contribution in the business to help them achieve those goals. And what you'll find if you change that framework and approach things from this way is that all the people that work for you will see you as a catalyst to get them to their future, where they want to go, rather than just some feudal lord on the hill that they're slaving away for so that you can reach your solo goals with no consideration for whatever the fuck they're looking for in life. So with that little leadership tidbit, I will leave you. Thanks for joining Friday Fails. See you next week.